Welcome back to Course Correction. I'm Fareed Guillot. Still to come this hour, have you considered a seaplane rating and helping young women achieve their aviation dreams with the iHeart Flying Foundation? But right now, in studio with me is the First Lady of EA Radio guests, Ramona Cox. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Like I said, we go way back to the early days of that dust-infested studio in the other building.
Right.
You were one of our most reliable guests, so we're always indebted to you to helping us get launched, get legitimacy out there.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Ramona Cox, Skychick Adventures, and you have a new adventure. It's finally your airplane's back involved in it.
Right. I have a new adventure, and I'm here right now. I'm with MotoArt Plane Tags.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in a booth in Hangar B, Plane Tags. And so the newest adventure is amazing. What I'm doing is I'm combining land-based travel with air travel.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a camper, and I also have an airplane. So I'm driving the camper, and I'll use one little segment of it, from Mesa all through Page, Arizona, Lake Powell, beautiful areas, and ended up in Salt Lake. I shot footage from the ground, so you could see how much of the lake can I see from the ground? What does it look like when I'm driving down the highway? What I'm doing, I'm going through Arizona, Idaho, Montana, all over the place.
Right.
Yeah, all of the different, Colorado, New Mexico, Wyoming. So I'll be taking the camper to location and then going back and getting the airplane and flying it. So I'll probably fly back commercial. So imagine if you have side by side what it looks like from the ground, but then let's say I get to Lake Powell, to a place that I pinpointed. I'd be following the road, and then I veer off and say, now let's see what you can really see from the air. This is what Lake Powell really looks like.
Wow.
And then fly all the canyons so that people can see both. And what I'm thinking is that could really encourage people to want to learn how to fly. And I'll be landing at airports there. So, for example, I took the camper and I parked someplace near an airport, or I even went into the airport at Page. Then when I fly it, they'll see landing at that airport, so they can really get a handle on the comparison between flying and driving. And then I bring a motorized bike. There are a lot of things you could bring in your airplane so that you're not
stuck.
So
you do motocross?
No, I don't, but if I really would like to. Overlander. I do overlanding, so I do the rough road stuff.
I'm going to have to live vicariously through you, because I'm like, you know, I have yet to do a real airplane adventure. I mean, I've done lots of airplane experiences, obviously, throughout my career, but I don't think I've done anything fun like that.
Oh.
And so I am envious of you. So are you taking anyone along with you to kind of help with filming to make sure you get everything right? Or are you just mounting GoPros and you're doing it solo here?
Yeah, doing it solo, mounting GoPros. I've been doing that for 20 years.
Mm.
And so that's why 10 years ago, Honda, actually, I was on stage talking about using their generator, because I seriously use their products. I mean, I walk the walk. So I was on stage talking about using the Honda generator when I'm in the backcountry. Now, you can't use it at all the strips, because some it's not allowed, but the ones that you can, that's how I charge my GoPros and everything. I used to use solar, and I'm really sorry, but when it rains for 4 days, you don't have any power. So I'm stuck with that. And then I also bring in my airplane a boat and a Honda motor, a Honda BF 2.5. And so with that motor, I'm not real big on just fishing from shore. I fish, and that's how I eat. And this trip, there's going to be a lot of backcountry flying, because I'll be getting the camper as close as I can come, but then I'll leave it, go back and get the airplane, and then fly into the backcountry strips, the Johnson Creeks, Chamberlain, all those different places, and then I'll fly the plane back to someplace close, and then take the camper as close as I can get to some of those places. Some of them you can actually drive there. So it's going to be, imagine a side-by-side screen, aerial ground. I'm really excited about this.
It's a nice concept. So kids, well, you're listening out there, before there was that ground pounder Bear Grylls, there was Ramona Cox out there getting it done in the airplane and then catching her own food on the ground. So this woman needs to be followed. You, like I said, you have been doing, this has kind of been your identity for so long.
Mm-hmm.
of course, I only see you once a year. So could you remind me again, what aircraft are you using?
I use a Stationair. It's a Turbo 206, and it's the utility model. So it has big cargo doors, and that's how I can get a boat and a bike and, you know, motors, generators, everything that I need in there. And when I started over 20-something years ago, I left June 1st and didn't come back till the end of September because I wanted to do a flyabout. That was it. And so I went out, but I have to work. I mean, I wasn't born with a silver spoon, so I have to work. So I learned even back then how to use satellite technology. I started an internet company and ran it from the backcountry. And so any place where there's a rock, that became my office.
Of course, now one of the original pioneers are work from home. You're moving home.
Right, yeah. I was doing it, 20 years before the word mobile technology even existed, and just loving it. So I'm so happy now that other people can, they have that concept so that they can have more freedom. For me, it was about freedom, and I actually started an internet company because I wanted the freedom, and I wanted to be able to do backcountry on a longer basis, and I fish for my food. I hunt with a traditional bow, but only grouse, fowl, small things that are kind of stupid. You know, they'll run up and say, eat me.
Right.
Right? And so I do that. But that's how I survive out there. And I'm solo. So obviously I'm armed because there's a lot of incoming. You know, Montana, Schaefer Meadows, the biggest population of grizzlies this side of Alaska. And so
I take you in a wrestling match with a bear. I think you're the strongest person around.
Well, I wish I could say yes, but I have a feeling I'd get creamed on that one. But yes, I'm really excited about it. And it's, for me, I just came back from a 4.5-year journey. I went through 35 states. Now, that was on the ground because my plane was down. I had to replace my engine. So it took a couple years due to some things. But nonetheless, now the plane's back up and I'm excited. But that, going through 35 states, I mean, literally, I'm grateful for Honda sponsoring that, but also because it truly powers my outdoor lifestyle. I mean, without that boat, I can't go out and go to the good fishing spots. Without the generator, I don't have power. So I'm very appreciative for that. And I've also worked for a long time with Moto Art and Plane Tags, right? So that's where I am right now at the Plane Tags booth. So if people don't know about that, that's pretty cool stuff too.
Wow. So you're listening to EA Radio. I'm speaking with Ramona Cox of Sky Chick Adventures. She's telling us about her newest project, which is showing you one of her amazing journeys from the sky, every foot of it from both perspectives. And that's pretty cool. Have you done any adventures in other countries? I can't remember if you've done those. What are some of your highlights there?
I've been to 50 countries. And mostly, I'd say at least half of them was scuba diving because I film underwater as well. And so I go specifically to film, mating mantas, schooling hammerheads. And so I've gone to a lot of countries because I love cultural anthropology and sociology. So when I go, I like to explore and learn a lot about that culture. So yes, I've been to many, many, many countries. I started when I was in my early 20s and just was hooked on exploration. And when this trip I just did, that was 35 states, I realized I had been to more countries outside of the U.S. than states in the U.S. And I thought, it's time. This is my country. I'm a proud American, right? And I thought, it's time that I really explore. And the coolest thing was going through the fall colors, because I thought I'd be out for 6 months and get bored on the ground. Actually, I wasn't, because I've been flying for 30 years. So my whole perspective was from the air. So to see those things on the ground that I had already filmed from the air, it was amazing. And I got to Oshkosh and I realized I'm only a month from the fall colors. So I kept going. So I went California to Washington State to Maine to Key West. And it's funny, when I was in Maine, I was looking at a map and I was in airplane brain, right? And I thought, oh, look, I'm in Maine, but Key West is right there, right? Because I was thinking of aviation and then I realized how far away it was. But anyway, so I feel very fortunate, very blessed. And I have created my lifestyle through hard work. I was located in LA. I now have a place in Mesa and I have a hangar in Glendale. that has a lounge and a pool table.
I'll be right over.
Everything that goes with a lounge and a pool table, I won't even have to elaborate, right? It's a great place.
That's interesting because that's the interesting contrast between, you know, your home base, and then you're out there with just a few things. By the way, do you have any tips for mosquitoes since you're out in the backcountry? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you kill that bear, and because they use bear grease before, you know, protect it.
That's right. Well,
what is your go-to for, say, surviving some of the annoyances of being out there?
Right, like black flies and things?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, DEET, you know. Mm-hmm. I know DEET's a bad thing, but if it's a choice between DEET and having a deer tick, you know, something that's going to really hurt your health, then that's what I do. I also, some places are so bad, like Fish Lake, amazing place. My recommendation, well, Fish Lake is good, but you have to be real experienced. But Johnson Creek, I mean, I want to tell people, like, if you're cutting your teeth on backcountry, you want to cut them on Johnson Creek. Long airstrip, it's like a golf course. If you can't land there, you probably can't even land on pavement. It's so easy. So mosquitoes, I would just say spray up. I use a head net when I go to Fish Lake because they have black biting flies the size of pterodactyls. They're amazing. They'll bite right through your clothes. So then I use, you know, I'll gear up more with more netting.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. One of my thoughts, you know, Honda is a really good supporter of you. You need to get them to have a gravel kit so you can take one of their jets into your backcountry adventures.
Wouldn't that be nice? Big tires on the Honda jet.
Yeah, that would be good.
I was just over there. Their booth is amazing because they have now motorcycles, generators, jets, everything's in one place. So if you're looking for Honda products, stop by that Honda
booth. Make sure you expand your credit line just a little bit more so you can go home with a nice big bag full of Honda products. Ramona, thanks very much for joining us.
And
you just quickly tell us what you're doing again?
What I'm doing is called the Skyway to Highway Journey. It's sponsored by Honda, and you can follow me under the Sky Chick Adventures. Those two words, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, that's where you'll find most of my posting. And I also have my personal website, which is easy, skychick.com. So if you put in Skychick Adventures or skychick.com, you'll get to me.
This was a great surprise. So glad to see you again.
Thank you.
Ramona Cox, Skychick Adventures. This is EAA Radio.